发财。
May the fortune be with you.
Before we start this morning, we're going to show you a short video. And before we do that, why don't we just take time and wish each other a happy Chinese New Year. Please stand up.
我们大家起立上，大家问新年好。
A double blessing for me.
Okay, 请坐。
大家请坐，我们先看一段录像。
Please have a seat. Okay, we're going to play a short video for you that kind of gives you some understanding of the message today.And we're hoping that it works out. So, Sun Chalice,
我们先看这一段录像，给我们提供一点背景。
People go. Days are mine. Their lives are mine. All that they own is mine. I do not know your God, nor will I let Israel go.
Who are you to make their lives bitter in hard bondage?Man shall be ruled by law, not by the will of other men.
Who is this God that I should let your people go?
Aaron, cast down my staff before Pharaoh.
Okay, let's stop it right there.
He may see the power of God.
You have to see the power of God next week, I'm sorry.
我们只能在下个星期再看。
But as you can see here, Moses is acting on God's behalf. God has a plan for his people.
在这个地方我们看到摩西是一个是上帝的信使，上帝对犹太人有一个救赎的计划，而法老根本就不知道上帝是谁。
And as you enter this new Chinese New Year, perhaps you have also made plans.
当我们进入兔年的时候，我们可能也对新年有很多的计划。
You may be even encouraged and excited because of the way you have prepared.
我们甚至为我们自己做准备而感到非常的兴奋。
And as a matter of fact, in the U.S., we have a saying, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
我们有个俗话说，如果你不计划，那么你就计划失败。
But what do you do if you experience failure and things don't work out?
但是如果我们的计划都失败了，我们会怎么办？
Who do you blame?
我们去埋怨谁呢?
Did God fail?
是神使我们失败吗?
Are you a bad person?
还是我们是一个坏的人?
This is what I want you to think about in our message today.
这就是我今天想让大家思考的问题。
Now we find this Moses, who was portrayed by Charlton Heston, he has now returned from exile.
我们看到这录像上的这个摩西呢，他这时候从他放羊的四年以后回来了。
He left Egypt as a prince.
他离开埃及的时候是一个王子。
And he attempted to deliver his people.
他那时候试着去救赎他的百姓。
But he did it the wrong way. He killed an Egyptian.
但是他做错了，他杀了一个埃及人。
Someone who mistreated one of his people.
而这个埃及人是欺负他弟兄的。
And so now, after being in exile, he returns, and God has made him a shepherd.
他回来的时候呢，他成为一个，他只不过变成一个牧羊人，然而是神的信使。
He is a messenger, and he has found out that God is the true deliverer.
他是神的使者，他也即将发现神是一个真正的救赎者。
Fortunately or unfortunately, God has planned his plan in a way Moses doesn't expect, and it includes failure.
有幸的，或者是幸的是，就是神，不幸或者是幸的是，就是神，他对摩西的计划有一个有他自己的计划，他向摩西证明他是以色列的真正的救赎者。
Unfortunately, despite our best plans, sometimes this is what happens in our own lives.
不幸的是，神的计划有时候跟我们的计划不一样，这经常在我们生活中会发生。
In Christian terms, the Bible says a man or woman plans their way, but God directs their steps.
但是呢，就是圣经，我们基督徒就相信人心筹算自己的道路，但是耶和华只有耶和华指引我们的脚步。
And so this message today is more about what is not there rather than what is there.
所以这个今天的这个信息呢，就是要告诉我们，那神没有给我们预备的和神给我们预备的到底是什么。
Because the Hebrews, they have not really known God. They don't have His law yet, so they don't know how to act.
对于希伯来人来说，因为还没有十诫，所以他们根本就不知道谁是神，也不知道他们应该怎么做。
So when failure occurs, they are devastated.
所以当他们的计划失败的时候，他们就已经绝望了。
But we'll find out today when God directs our steps.
但是我们今天会学到是当神指引我们道路的时候
，He changes the roles.
他改变了我们的身份。
Moses left the prince and he came back a shepherd.
摩西离开埃及的时候是一个王子，但他回来的时候是一个牧羊人。
God also changes the expectations.
神也改变我们对他的期望和对事情的期望。
Moses is supposed to be a deliverer. You saw him in the movie, but he is about to be humbled because Pharaoh says no.
摩西在我们在电影上看到摩西应该是一个救赎主，但是他随后他要学会谦卑，因为法老说不。
And finally, we'll discuss how when God directs our step, God makes obedience His own reward.
我们最后也会知道，当神指引我们脚步的时候，把顺服当成他给我们的奖赏。
Now, all of this is important because we have all made plans in our lives, and some of you have plans for this new year, and we thought things were going to work out great.
这几点都很重要，因为我们每个人都有计划，在新年的时候我们也为自己计划了很多事情，我们觉得这些计划都是非常好的。
You and I may even have thought in the past that's what God wanted.
你我甚至相信这些计划都是神的心意。
And it didn't work out.
但是这些计划并没有成功。
What do we do then?
那我们该怎么办？
Did God fail us?
神是我们失败吗？
Let us pray and then read our Bibles together to find the answer.
我们先一起祷告，然后我们读经。
Father in heaven, we're so grateful. We have this opportunity at the beginning of the new year to study your word.
天父上帝，我们感谢你给我们这在新年起始的机会，能够阅读你的话语。
May this story and this message be a blessing to our lives.
求你赐福，借着这个经文和信息来赐福我们。
Forgive the one who's preaching his sins, we will see Jesus only.
当我们犯罪的时候，主啊，真是求你赦免我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Okay, let's open our Bibles to Exodus chapter 5.
当我们一起翻开出埃及记第五章。
I hope everybody has access to a Bible today because you're going to need it for the new year.
我希望每个人都有圣经，我们在新年里面我们需要一个本圣经。
So please take a moment to find one or please share with your neighbor. All right, let's stand up and together we're going to read from Exodus chapter 5.
我们起立读出埃及记第五章。
On the screen you will see two PowerPoints because the verse is so long.
我们又会看到两章，因为这一段比较长。
We will read both the English and the Chinese at the same time.
我们一起读中文和英文。
Begin.
我们一起来。以色列人的官长就来哀求法老说：“为什么这样待你的仆人？督工的不把草给仆人，并且对我们说：做砖吧。看了、啊、你仆人来了的，其实是你百姓的错。但法老说：你们是懒惰的，你们是懒惰的。所以说，容我去祭祀耶和华。现在你们去做工吧。草是不给你们的，砖却要如数交了。以色列人的官长听说。”你们每天做砖的工作一点不可减少，就知道是遭祸。他们离了法老出来，遇见摩西、亚伦站在对面，就叫他们说：愿耶和华鉴察你们，是这样，因你们使我们在法老和他的臣仆面前有了臭名，在地在他们手里杀了我们。
Right, please be seated.
大家请坐。
Let's go to the next slide.
我们放下一
Something has gone terribly wrong here.
现在有些事情出了一个大乱子。
As I mentioned before, Moses has been in exile for over 40 years, and then God spoke to him personally about his concern for the Jews and promised to deliver them.
我们以前知道摩西在旷野放羊了40年，这时候神亲自向他显现，对他说，神看到以色列人在埃及所受的苦害，并且发誓说要把以色列人从埃及带出来。
So Moses returns to Egypt to ask Pharaoh to let God's people worship him.
所以呢，摩西就回到埃及，就让法老让以色列人出去去敬拜以色列人的神。
You saw it in the video a few moments ago, but open your Bibles to Exodus chapter 5 and take a brief look at the beginning of that passage.
我们刚才看到了这个录像，但是我们可以把出埃及记翻到第五章前面两节，我们看一下背景。
It says in Exodus chapter 5, 1, afterwards Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said, This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, Let my people go.
那第一章说到摩西和亚伦去对法老说，耶和华以色列的神这样说，容我的百姓去，在旷野向我守节。
And then Pharaoh replies in verse 2, Who is the Lord that I should obey him and let Israel go?
法老在第二节就回答说，耶和华是谁，叫我听他的话，容以色列人去呢？
Now prior to this, Moses has also met with the elders of Israel out of respect.
在这节发生之前呢，摩西也去见了这个以色列人的长老。And
he performs miracles before them that God has given him.
他在以色列人的长老面前也行了神迹。They
believe.
所以那些长老们就相信。And
so Moses and Aaron are encouraged, and then they go into Pharaoh and they demand of Pharaoh. God says, "Let my people go, so they can go out and worship me."
所以呢，摩西和亚伦就大有信心的到了法老面前，就命令法老说，让以色列的百姓去在旷野敬拜耶和华。Pharaoh
says no.
法老就说不可能。And
he says, "Who is this God?"
法老就说这个神是谁？
Has that ever happened to you when you have said to a friend, perhaps a family member, do you know what the Bible has to say about this? Do you know that that is wrong?
我们有没有这样的经历？当我们向我们的朋友或者家人说这件事情的时候，他们不接受。
Perhaps they say to you, what is this Bible and who is this God?
他们经常可能会对你说，圣经是什么？这个神是谁？
See, Pharaoh thinks that he himself is a God.
法老他相信自己是神。
And if you look again at the beginning of Exodus chapter 5, this is exactly what he says.
如果我们看到第五章前面，这就是他所说的。
And he wants to know, I'm God, why are you taking people away from working for me?
我既然是神，为什么把使我的百姓离开我，不再让为我工作呢？
So Pharaoh thinks the Hebrews are lazy and punishes them.
所以法老就认为这些希伯来人非常的懒惰，所以他就处罚了他们。
And most of the verses that you see between there and the end of that chapter is exactly about that. Pharaoh is punishing the Jewish people because he thinks they're lazy.
从这其实从第五章前面到后面，我们都看他所说的就是法老在那里处罚希伯来人，因为他认为这些希伯来人是懒惰的。
We have a kind of a joke in English.
所以我们在英语当中有一个笑话。
It's called jump, froggy jump.
所以就说，如果你要跳的话，就像青蛙一样跳。It's
kind of an experiment.
这有一个实验。And
so what happens is the scientists gather around this frog, and they say to the frog, jump, frog, jump.
就是说一群科学家就围着一个青蛙，就说跳吧，青蛙跳吧。And
so, the frog has four legs, and he jumps 20 feet.
所以这个青蛙有四条腿，所以它就跳了20尺。
And then they cut off a leg.
所以他们就切掉了一条腿。
And they said, jump, frog, jump.
所以他们说青蛙跳吧。
And then the frog jumps 15 feet.
所以青蛙就跳了15尺。
So they finally get to the point.
所以他们就最后得了一个结论说,
they cut all the legs off the frog.
所以他们就把所有的这个腿都切掉了。
I know this sounds awful, but then they say, jump, frog, jump.
这个听起来很,
the frog doesn't move.
所以他们就对,
And so,
they
write down in their notes, oh, frog without legs is lazy.
所以他们就对写下来说，没有腿的青蛙是懒的青蛙。
And so, and this is kind of what's happening here. Pharaoh, who is the most powerful man just about in the world at that time, he has been confronted with this Moses, and Moses is saying, "Let them go and worship God."
这就是现在发生的。这个法老是当时最有权威的人，所以他被面对这个摩西跟那个亚伦的时候，摩西跟亚伦就对他说，要让以色列人去敬拜耶和华。
And so, you know, Pharaoh is saying, "They don't need God; they have me."
法老就说，他们不需要神，他们只有我就好了。
They're just lazy and want a day off.
他们就是偷懒，想休息会
儿。I'll show them how to work hard.
所以我一定要让他们知道怎样去努力的干活。
Take away the straw and the things they use to make bricks, and then we'll show them how to work.
把那些需要做砖的那些材料，像草，都从他们那里拉走，然后让他们知道如何的去干活。
It's like jump frog jump.
这就像这个 jump frog jump 这个青蛙跳这个实验一样。
Except this is even worse because when they don't make the bricks they're supposed to, they get beaten.
这更差的就是说，如果他们没有按计划浇纳数量的这个砖以后，他们就会被打。
Now Moses is very disappointed.
摩西是非常的失望。
Take a look at Exodus chapter 5 and verses 22 to 23.
我们看一下第五章22节到23节。
Yeah, read it there and it says, Moses returned to the Lord and said, "Oh Lord, why have you brought trouble upon this people?"
摩西回到耶和华那里说，主啊，你为什么苦待这百姓呢？
And that is nothing compared to what the Hebrews actually say to Moses.
这他所说的根本比不上那些希伯来人在那里咒诅摩西的话。
They in Hebrew they literally kind of curse him out.
他们就是不断的咒诅摩西。
They are really upset.
他们非常的不安。
So the question is to you and I, why has God failed to deliver His people? He said He would.
对于我们的问题就是说，这时候神为什么没有去救赎他的百姓，而神完完全全是发誓要救赎他的百姓啊？
But the real question is, what happens when you experience failure in your life?
但是真正的问题是，当我们在生活中如何去面对我们的失败。
You see, here's the problem. You have to start with your understanding of God.
问题的重心就在我们开始就应该去懂得神。
God wants you to understand who He is first.
神希望我们首先去了解他。
He has every intention of delivering the Jewish people, but it has to be done His way.
他完完全全是要拯救以色列百姓，但是呢是要按照他的方法。
And it has to be done in his time.
还是按照他的时间表。
You and I plan our way, but God directs our steps.
虽然我们都筹算我们的道路，但是耶和华指引我们的脚步。
So have you learned to wait on God and his plans when they don't meet your time frame?
我们有没有学着去等待神，当神的计划并没有在我们的时间表之内。
The reason the Jews have not learned to do this yet is because, guess what? They don't know the rules.
当以色列人这时候还不知道如何的去做的时候，原因就是他们还不知道这位神是谁。
They don't have the Ten Commandments.
他们还没有十诫。
They don't have a personal relationship with God like you do.
他们也还没有像我们一样与神有个人的关系。
So as far as they were concerned, they had to fix this problem immediately and talk to Pharaoh personally.Forget about Moses.
所以他们现在关心的是感觉赶紧解决这个问题，所以他们就去和法老面对面的去谈。这时候他们完完全全把摩西给忘在脑后。
So that brings us up to our first point and what we want to talk about today.
所以这就带出我们第一点今天想要谈的。
But before you and I say to you, learn to wait on God.
就是我们需要等待，而且要知道神的本性。
I'm going to ask Brother Jaili to read Isaiah 26:8 in Chinese and ask those of you who are English speaking to read along in English in your Bible.
So 我们一起翻到以赛亚书 8.
Yeah, Isaiah 26, chapter 26, verse 8.
以赛亚书26章第八节，耶和华啊，我们在你行审判的路上等候你，我们心里所羡慕的是你的名，就是你那可纪念的名。
We must learn to wait on God. Let's go to the next slide.
我们下一节。
Mm-hmm. Next slide. Okay, when God directs our steps, the first thing He does is He changes the roles.
所以我们当神带领我们道路的时候，第一件事他所做的就是改变了我们的身份。
What happens is we are no longer in charge, and we find that our plans must fit into God's plan.
就是我们发现我们对自己并不是自己的主宰，我们的计划必须在他的计划之内，在他的计划之下。Now,
maybe you are like I am sometimes, you know? I have this great idea, and I say, oh my gosh, let me put together a plan for this.
有时候你可能会像我啊，我们想出来一个好的主意，所以赶紧去找一帮人去做。
And then I think to myself, oh, this is so good what I have planned and what I want to do. This must be of God.
所以我有时候也是想，啊，这个计划是这么的好，这一定是从神而来。
And so then I say, God, please bless this.
所以我说，神啊，祝福这个计划。
What would happen if I would start out and say, God, I have this idea?
如果我开始的时候对神说，神啊，我有这么一个主意。
And pray and talk to him about the idea first.
如果向神祷告，去告诉他这个主意。
And then sit down and plan.
然后再坐下来来计划。
And so what has happened here is that Moses is no longer in charge.
这时候我们所看到的就是摩西现在已经不能管这些以色列人了。
And the Jewish people who have, they're hoping in Moses as the deliverer, they're surprised because Pharaoh has said no. So they're going to Pharaoh, and look at verse 15. They went and appealed to Pharaoh, why have you treated your servants this way?
当这些以色列人起初是相信这个摩西是他们的救赎者，然后发现摩西并不管用，那个法老并没有让他们离开，所以他们就把摩西放在一边，直接去对法老说：“你为什么要这样待你的仆人呢？”
Your servants are given no straw, you're told big bricks.
看了你没有给你的仆人草，却让仆人来做砖。
Your servants are being beaten, but the fault is with your own people.
你的仆人挨了打，其实是你百姓的错，就是那些不给他们草的人的错。
Now, some of what you're seeing is because neither Moses nor the Hebrews have a relationship with God yet.
这时候我们可以看到摩西和那些希伯来人现在还与神没有一个个人的关系。
Today we know as Christians, if something goes wrong in your life, there's failure, what do? You go to God and God say, God, you're in charge. Tell me what's going on.
现在我们作为基督徒的时候，当有些像我们失败的时候，我们怎么办？我们就到神面前说：“神啊，你是我的神，你是掌管一切的，告诉我们怎么去做。”But
Moses, he's had to let the Hebrews go through this first, and then after they curse him out and say, "You so and so, why you do this?" and they're going to kill us, then he decides maybe I should go back and talk to God.
这时候摩西呢，开始是觉得自己可以拯救以色列人，但是以色列人咒诅他说：“你看你所做的是我们在。” 差点要被法老要处罚，所以呢，摩西这时候就转回来，来到神的面前。Moses
had to learn to be obedient and trust God even when things went wrong.
所以在事情不像他想象的那种发生的时候，摩西也要学会去信靠和顺服神。He
had to learn to ask God for the next step because he is no longer the deliverer but the messenger.
他应该向神学着祈祷，去求告神下一步该怎么做。因为神是一个救赎主，他不是摩西本身不是救赎主，他只不过是神的一个信使。The
Jews right now are slaves, but their new role will be to be the children of God.
现在这些以色列人呢是奴隶，但是他们新的身份就会变成神的百姓，神的儿女。And
they also must learn how to suffer for His name and ask Him for the next step.
所以他们也要学习。 因着神的名而受苦，而且要学习如何去依靠神带领他们后面的脚步。Now
let's start with some basics.
所以我们开始学一些基本的。First of all,
you can't tell someone who thinks he is God that he doesn't know what he's doing.
首先呢，我们不能告诉一个人，如果他觉得自己是神的话，告诉这个人说，你不知道你自己做的是什么。This
is a mistake.
这是一个错误。And
second, you can't say this to them. You're wrong, and it's all your fault.
对于那种人，我们也不能说你做错了，所以都是你的责任。It's
another mistake.
这也是一个错误。
So what happens when you say to your own supervisor, you have no right to give me additional responsibilities or make me work overtime?
如果你对你的那个老板说，啊，你没有权利使我工加班，或者是给我更多的事情做。
A mistake.
这是一个错误。
And children, or even students, What happens if you say, Mom and Dad, or even to your teachers, you have no right to punish me whenever I do something wrong or criticize me in front of my friends?
孩子们还是学生们，你如果你们对你父母或者对你们老师说，你没有权利在当我做错事的时候处罚我们，或者是在我的朋友面前来批评我。
Other kids just receive a warning. I'm a good kid. Why are you doing this?
其他的孩子只不过是受了个警告，我是个好孩子，为什么你做这些对我？
Kids, you are not going to receive a good response from your parents.
孩子们，你们不可能从你父母那里得到一个好的答案。
However, good supervisors and good parents will not give you more than you can handle.
让一个好的老板或者是一个好的父母不会给我们过于我们能担当的。
If your plan is part of God's plan or you are willing to make that adjustment, He will never give you more than you can endure.
如果我们的计划是神的一个计划的一个部分，而且我们愿意去改变我们的计划，神给我们的担子也不会超过我们所能担的。
Because your new role is as His children.
是因为我们新的身份是神的儿女的身份。
Jesus says, "If failure comes your way in life, my yoke is easy and my burden is light."
耶稣基督告诉我们，凡劳苦担重担的要到我面前来，因为我的轭是轻省的。
He also says he will never give us more than we can endure.
他也告诉我们，他不会给我们所过于我们承担的。
So don't give up if something has failed in your life.
所以我们在我们面对失败的时候，不要失望。
See God for the next step.
我们去向神祈求我们下一步的。
And understand your new role in His plan.
让我们知道我们自己的新的身份和神的计划。
We have to learn how to respond to God based on our new identity as Christians.
所以我们应该在知道我们用我们新的身份，基督徒的身份来面对神的计划。
Moses and the children of Israel have not learned how to do that yet.
这时候摩西和以色列人还没有学会如何去那么做。
And things are going badly.
所以事情发展得很糟糕。
So what I'm doing is I'm going over these scriptures and saying to you, this is what you should not do.
我所做的现在就是读这些经文然后告诉你们这是你们所不要去做的。
But the Bible tells us if you are not a Christian, you can't help but respond to failure this way.
但是圣经告诉我们如果我们不是基督徒的话我们只能像法老这么去说。
Look at Proverbs chapter 20, verse 22.
如果我们看到这个箴言翻到箴言第二十章第二十二节。
Do not say, I'll pay you back for this wrong. Wait for the Lord, and He will deliver you.
你不要说我要以恶报恶，要等候耶和华，他必拯救你。
And then verse 24, a man's steps are directed by the Lord. How then can anyone understand his own way?
24节，人的脚步为耶和华所定，人岂能明白自己的路呢？
Wait for God and seek the next step.
所以我们在失败的时候应该等候耶和华看他对我们下一步的指引。
Let's go to the second point here.
我们看到第二点。
When God directs our steps,
当神指导我们道路的时候
Let's go to
下一讲。
God changes the expectations and our understanding.
神改变了我们的期望和我们的理解。
Pharaoh did not like the way the Jews talked to him, and he really didn't care what they were going through.
所以法老根本就不喜欢这个以色列人对他说的话，他根本也不关心以色列人所经受的。
They were just slaves. Pharaoh really didn't care.
那些以色列人只不过是奴隶，法老一点也不在乎他们。
Look what he says, lazy. That's what you are, lazy. That is why you keep saying, "Let us go and sacrifice to the Lord."
那法老就说你们是懒惰的你们是懒惰的所以你们说容我们去祭祀耶和华。
Now get to work. You will not be given any straw, yet you must produce your full quota of bricks.
现在你们去工作吧做工吧草是不给你们的砖却要如数交纳。
When things go wrong in your life, before you go to your supervisor, perhaps before you even go to your parents or your teachers, take the time first to say to yourself, you know what?Maybe I should go to God first and talk about this.
当我们在生活中面临难题的时候，在我们去找我们的老板，或者甚至去找我们父母的之前，我们应该来到神的面前， 寻求神的旨意。
You know, Pharaoh really didn't understand this thing about them going out to have a festival to worship God, and the world really isn't going to understand your need to be godly.
法老在这个地方，他根本就不会理解以色列人需要一段时间出去祭祀耶和华。同样，在世界上的人也不会理解你的在神里面的需要。
And what God has planned to do is He has planned to harden Pharaoh's heart.
现在神所计划的就是要坚硬法老的心。
Because He wants Pharaoh and the rest of the Jews to know who He really is.
因为他想让法老和所有的以色列人都知道耶和华是谁。
But His plan for Moses and the rest of the Jews is to teach them to trust Him.
而他要教导摩西和以色列人的却是要信靠耶和华。
What do you do when you don't have the understanding that you need to get through failure?
当我们在面临困难的时候，如果我们那时候还没有所需要对神的理解，我们该怎么办？
Perhaps you've never failed at anything.
可能我们还没有经历过失败。
But when you do, realize there's nothing wrong with you.
当我们经历失败的时候，我们应该知道其实我们并没有什么错误。
Now, kids, if you haven't done your homework, there is something wrong.
孩子们，如果你们没有做家庭作业，那是你们的错。
But we're talking about when you've done everything right.
就是我们所说的，就是说我们做了我们应该所要做的一切。
You know, the other person's circumstances aren't better.
你知道其他人的情况可能比我们的情况要好一点。
Think to yourselves, God is trying to do something wonderful in my life.
就想着神在我们生命当中一定有更好的计划。
Open your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7.
我们打开腓立比书第四章第六节，这是大家很熟悉的一个经文。
Okay, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你所要的告诉神，神所赐的出乎意料的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守你的心怀意念。
God wants your expectations in the presence of failure to be for His peace.
所以神让我们在面对失败的时候的期望就是他的平安。
Do you have God's peace?
我们心里面有神的平安吗？
Please remember that in the midst of the plans you've made for this year, make plans for God's peace.
所以当我们在今年在计划所有的事情的时候，我们应该把这个放在第一位，所有的计划都是为了神的平安。
It's okay to have doubts also, I wanted to tell you that.
当然如果你有疑问的话，这也是很正常。
You know something? It's alright for you to say to God, God, do you really care about what I'm going through right now?
其实我们有权利去问神说，神啊，你真的是知道我现在所经历的吗？
If you approach him in sincerity, with sincerity and respect, God is going to listen, but he also wants you to listen and wait for him.
当我们面对神有一颗完完全全的尊敬的心和认真的心去面对神的时候，神会回答我们，使我们能够理解他。同样，神也让我们能够知道他。
Peter, when he saw Jesus walking on the water, and then all of a sudden,God invited him to do the same thing, and he was walking on water.
当彼得看到耶稣在水上行走的时候，他就说：“主啊，让我也在水上行走。”神就让他在水上行走。
And then when he looked at the water and he realized that's not possible, he said, "Lord, save me."
当彼得看见周围的大风浪的时候，他发现自己其实不可能在水上行走的，所以他就沉了下去。这时候他说：“神啊，救我。”
Now God didn't say, "You need to learn a lesson, Peter, and just let him sink."
神不会说你要学会你的功课，然后让彼得沉下去。
He reached out and saved him. He said, "Oh, you of little faith," but he put him in a boat.
耶稣基督一把抓住他，就把他救了起来。只不过说了你这小心的人啊，然后把他放回了船上。
Thomas basically denied Jesus, and he says, "I won't believe that he's risen from the dead unless I can put my hands in his side and in the holes in his hand, and then I'll believe."
而多马这个使徒他其实根本就完全的否认了耶稣基督复活的这件事情。他说如果不让耶稣来让我踏他身上的枪伤，看他手上他的钉纹，我是绝对不信。
And then Jesus appeared to him. He didn't have to do that. And said, "Stop doubting, Thomas, and believe."
然而耶稣基督怜悯呢，特别就向他显现。其实耶稣基督不会 不需要这样做，他就是向多马显现。
And Thomas said, "Oh, my Lord and my God."
他就让多马来试他的身上的枪伤和手里的钉痕。多马当然没有去试，就说跪下去说：“我的主，我的神。”
So what failure occurs, God is bringing you right to that breaking point.
所以当我们失败的时候，神就把我们放在那个关键点上。
Can you reach out to Him at that time and say, "Oh, my Lord and my God"?
我们可以向他伸手说：“神啊，我的主，我的神。”
Be prepared to do this for this new year.
所以我们在新年里面要准备做这些事情。
Let's go to the next slide.
我们看下一章。
When God directs our steps, God also makes obedience its own reward.
当神指导我们道路的时候，把顺服当作他给我们的奖赏。
Now this is what you do not do.
下面是你不应该去做的。
When the Jews, the Hebrews left Pharaoh, they found Moses and Aaron waiting to meet them.
所以当那些以色列人离开法老出来的时候，正看见摩西和亚伦在等着他们。
And they said, "May the Lord look on you and judge you. You have made us obnoxious to Pharaoh and his officials, and have put a sword in to kill us."
他们就对他们抱怨说：“愿耶和华鉴察你们，施行判断，因你们是我们在法老和他臣仆面前有了臭名，把刀递在他们手中杀我们。”
They were not thinking to themselves, "Moses talked to God, and it's going to be all right."
他们根本是没有想到摩西会对神说：“去向神祈祷，一切事情都会好起来。”
They were thinking to themselves, "I don't know if we're going to live to see tomorrow. The overseers are beating us, our supervisors are beating us, and they must want us dead."
所以他们就觉得这个摩西其实是坏心，就是说，因为他们现在所经历的是那些人在打他们。
We are not going to be delivered.
所以他们知道，就想着自己不会被拯救。
And Moses is your fault.
而这些呢，都是摩西的错。
You know why I'm going through this way?
所以你知道我为什么要这样去说吗？
When my mother-in-law was in the nursing home and she was in her final days.
当我的岳母在这个老人院最后几天的时候，
I talked to one of the nurses up front in the reception area.
我就去跟那些护士们说，
and she was heartbroken.
那些护士就非常的心痛。
She had lost her husband.
那个护士刚刚失去她的丈夫。
Her daughter was a teenager.
她的女儿是一个十几岁的孩子。
And she no longer wanted to be a Christian.
那个护士根本就不想再成为基督徒了。
Do you know why?
为什么呢？
Because the daughter told her mom, she said, "Mom, I'm going to pray for dad. I know that he's sick. And God has told me that he's going to live and that he's going to deliver him."
因为那个女儿那时候对她母亲说，她说我向神祈祷了，因为父亲已经病得很重了，所以神告诉我，神一定会拯救我们的父亲的，他一定会好。
That's what the Bible says. She told her mother, "You know, pray, and if two or more are gathered in there in God's name, then God's going to answer."
所以那个女儿就对母亲说，因为在圣经里面说，凡两三人聚集祷告的时候，神就在我们中间，他就会应许我们的祷告呀。
The night this teenage girl was praying the most earnestly, her father died.
所以那天晚上，当这个十几岁的女孩在那祷告的时候，她的父亲就去世了。
This young lady was heartbroken.
所以这个母亲是非常的心痛。
Where was God?
神在什么地方？
You see, God already had a plan to take her father home.
我们知道神的计划是把他的父亲带回天家。
And as far as this young girl was concerned, God can do anything. Yes, he could have made her father live, but it was not best.
对这个小女孩说，神是万能的，可以做一切的事情，神可以让她的父亲继续的活下来，但是这不是最好的。
Her response is, "There is no God."
所以小女孩她自己的心里的反应就是没有神。
Her mother's response was, "God is good."
她妈妈的反应是神是好的。
My husband was a good man. He's now home with God.
我的父亲我的丈夫是一个好人，现在他和神在一起。
And God has taught me that in suffering, it is a way for him to build character and show us who he is and for me to grow up as a Christian.
神的心意是让我们在苦难里面建立我们的德行，让我们成为一个很好的基督徒。
But I know my daughter does not understand.
那母亲就说她的女儿不 不能理解这件事情。
So her question to me was, how can I make my daughter understand?
所以这个护士就问 Craig 这个问题，就是怎么样才能使他的女儿理解这件事情？
What was I supposed to say to her?
我如何的去回答这位母亲呢？
What would you say to this grieving mom?
我们如何去回答这个悲伤的母亲呢？
The only thing I could say was, Mother, please, be understanding and love your daughter.
我能说的就是、母亲，你要理解和爱你的女儿。
God is saddened too that she has to go through this grief and this loss.
当你的女儿经历这些苦难的时候，伤心的时候，神也同样的伤心。
But if you will help your daughter when she recovers from this to learn to trust God and wait on God, then she's probably going to be all right.
如果你能够帮你的女儿去度过这件事情，去学习如何的去等待神，去信靠神，他以后会变好。
Pray for your daughter and continue to show her how much God loves her.
为你的女儿祷告，向她显示神是如何的，是多么的爱她。
These are the hard times in life when you don't have any other answers except to be obedient and to wait on God.
这些都是生活中间很痛苦的事情，这时候你没有任何的选择，只有信靠和等待神。
So listen, kids.
所以孩子们，你们要听。
There are going to be times in your life when your parents get really angry at you.
有时候在你们生活中间，你们的父母有时候会对你非常非常的生气。
Maybe you fail to do something, or maybe you fail to do well on a test.
你们可能会有失败，或者说你们的考试考得很差。
Adults, there are going to be times when your supervisors say, "You know, you really screwed up this project. That didn't work out. You failed."
我们大人们有时候，我们的老板也都会对我们说：“你把这个事情弄得一团糟，你失败了。”
What do you do at those times?
我们如何的去面对这些事情呢？
Don't say to yourself, "My supervisor hates me."
不要对自己说：“哦，我的老板恨我。”
And don't say to yourself, "My teacher or my parents hate me."
也不要说我的老师或者是我的父母恨我。
I feel like I should just die.
我就是死了就好了。
I want you to be able to respond the way the apostles did when they were in prison and be able to sing songs and say, God, you are good. I don't understand. And I'm going to cry while I'm singing. But you are good and I will learn to rejoice in your name.
所以我们要像那些使徒们所做的，当他们被关在监狱里面的时候说，神啊，你是好的。虽然我们被关在监狱里面，虽然我们受打受逼迫，虽然我们大声的哭喊，但是我们知道你是好的。
Take a look at Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11.
当我们一起来翻耶利米书第29章第11节。
It reminds us that God has not given up on us when failure comes into our life.
这提醒我们，当我们面对失败的时候，神所给我们的应许。
It says, "For I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord, "plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future."
我们是两周前背的哈。耶和华说，我向你们所怀的意念是平安的一年，不是将灾祸的一年，叫你们末世有指望。
And finally, I want you to look at Acts chapter 16, verses 22 through 30.
最后，我希望大家我们一起来看一下那个《使徒行传》第16章第22节到30节。
Here we have the apostles, and they've been thrown in jail.
这时候，我们看到使徒们被关到了监狱里面。
And you know what they're doing when they've been thrown in jail?
你知道他们被关在监狱里面以后他们所做的吗？
They start singing songs.
他们开始祷告唱诗赞美神。
They have been beaten.
他们被棍打。
And they have not done anything wrong.
他们也没有做任何错事。
And yet they start singing songs.
这时候他们在开始唱圣歌。
And then God shows up.
当然神向他们显示了他的能力，他的救赎。
And what does God do? He decides that he is just going to break the prison gates and doors open.
神就把监门全部就打开了。
And the jailer is afraid because he knows if the prisoners escape, he has to die.
那个禁足就非常的害怕，因为当囚犯逃走的时候，他一定会被处死。
They didn't go anywhere. They know God's in charge, and the apostle says, "Don't do that. We're here."
那时候保罗就大声呼叫说，不要伤害自己，我们都在这儿。
And you know what happened? The jailer gets saved.
这时候通过这件事情，禁足和他的一家都被救了。
As we approach this year of the rabbit, there are going to be brothers and sisters of yours in China whose plans are going to fail, and they're going to go to jail for the sake of the gospel.
当我们在进入兔年的时候，我们知道我们在中国的弟兄姐妹也有他们的计划落空，而且他们也会被关到监狱里面的时候。
Let us continue to pray for them so their strength will not fail when failure occurs.
所以我们要继续为他们祷告，当他们在经历失败的时候，他们的力量不会被减少。
And when you fail this year, and you will in some way and some place.
当我们在今年面对失败的时候，我们多多少少都会经历。
Please remember God's desire is to restore you from failure when it occurs.
所以神会把我们从这个失败中救赎出来。
And perhaps to save friends and family as a result.
甚至通过我们的失败来拯救我们的朋友或者是我们的家庭。
Now Moses is going to learn this in the upcoming chapters.
摩西在后面的章节里面会学习这个教训。
But I hope this is also your peace and confidence that you have in God for this year of the rabbit as well.
所以我也希望这是我们在进入兔年时候我们在神里面的平安和信心。
Learn to delight in God and wait for His plan. That's what the Bible tells us.
所以我们要学会去认识神，而且知道他的计划。
Let's go to the last slide.
那我们看最后一章。
Here's what I want you to remember. When God directs our steps, the roles change because we are now sons and daughters of God. We have to wait on His plans and seek His answer for the next step when failure occurs.
所以这就是我们今天所学的。当神救拔我们的时候，我们的身份已经改变了。我们现在是神的儿女，而且我们要等待神。
Our expectations and understanding may change when God directs our steps because things may sometimes get worse. They got worse for the Jews. But our expectation really should only be for prayer about everything and His peace. Remember Philippians 4:6-7.
所以神也改变了我们的期望和我们的认识和理解。所以当事情变糟的时候，我们的期望和就是在祷告里寻求神的平安。
And finally, remember, obedience is His own reward.
最后我们应该记住，神给我们的顺服是他给我们顺服的奖赏。
Be persistent about that and learn how to respond to God and others.
让我们一起坚持去更多的来理解神，让神来知道我们如何的去面对失败和面对其他的人。
I hope you read beyond chapter 5 and you go into chapter 6 and you finally will find that Moses was obedient.And he went and asked God about all this. And you know what God said to him? Now, I'm ready to act.
所以我们如果读完第五章，去读第六章和后面的章节的时候，我们会发现摩西切切实实是顺服和信靠神，他去寻求神的旨意。神，当摩西寻求神的旨意的时候，神怎么对他说？神说，我已经开始行动。
You may find God, may do the same thing this year in your life. Go to Him when failure occurs and say, God, why did this happen? Yet I will still trust you, though my strength may fail.
当我们在今年在面对困难的时候，我们也同样学着去到神那里去寻求神的旨意，寻求神的帮助，在我们面临困难的时候。
And you may find He may restore you the same way.
我们也会发现神同样会把我们从困难中救赎出来。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, thank you for this chapter and the story of Pharaoh and Moses returning as a deliverer and the responses of the Hebrew people.
主啊，我们在天上的父神，谢谢你给我们这个圣经和这个故事。当摩西作为拯救者回到以色列人中间的时候，我们看到在摩西、以色列人和法老中间所发生的事。
Father, they didn't have your commandments. They didn't have your laws, and they didn't have a relationship with you.
那时候，主啊，以色列人还没有世界，也没有和你的个人的关系，也不认识你。
But we do.
但是我们已经认识你。
Help us to find peace in the midst of failure.
当我们在困难的时候，帮助我们寻找到你的平安。
In you and who you are.
知道你是谁。
Father, perhaps there are people here today who don't know who you are.
主啊，我们知道这在我们中间可能有一些人还不知道你是谁。
If they do not help them to know that Jesus can bring them peace in their lives in the midst of failure.
主啊，如果他们还不知道你是谁的时候，求你帮助他们，让他们认识你，让他们知道耶稣基督是他们生活中的拯救，是他们困难中的帮助。
And help them to be saved from their sins.
主啊，求你能够让他们能够得救。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.